Loggers, where are they at right now,
17,
Scotty?
Jeff.
At the Loggers, 17.
Red zone opportunity here.
And you got hockey going on right now, Scotty, or coming up?
We do, and right now looks like they need to pick up another hockey player because...
A handoff up the middle, going to be short of the first down.
Levi Durr looks, he's got that knee problem, so he's one of their players up there. And if you know anybody, you know, you're not playing basketball or doing something else, go out and play hockey. If you're in high school or you played when you were younger, come give it a shot again. Actually, Levi did that. He
in just
first year basketball.
Yeah.
So
you got it's a nice thing you got going with the youth, Scotty, getting all the young ones, because it's easier to get them at a young age than it is trying out later on, you know, and gaining all those skills that you get. So that's the end of the third quarter. Right now, the score 50-34. Phillips Loggers leading Green Bay United right now here with that 16-point lead. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here at Logger Camp bringing you this 8-man football action. And I'm going to go over our high school sports sponsors here tonight, Scotty. We have A&W Restaurants in Phillips, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, IAP, Northwoods Community Credit Union, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, that's the do it best, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Heckman Auction, heck yeah, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. Thanking all our high school sports sponsors. Bringing you this game here tonight. Big crowd listening out there. Loggers having an exciting season. Lakeland East Conference champions back-to-back years. Next year, things going to be different, though, Scott. We're going to have Prentice
and Rib
Lake and Athens, I think, is in that.
Good.
Flambeau.
Nice to have them little bit closer.
Yeah, way nicer. I mean, it was nice getting to know where Frederick and Luck is, but I really could care less if I ever drive to Luck or Frederick again.
You just want to be
home. Yeah. No luck going to Luck. So that was pretty horrible, but it'd be nice going to Prentice. And I mean, it's a nice town. You know, nice people there. Don't get me wrong.
just
2.5 hours away. Frederick has the best concessions of the year. They're going to win that right there. Phillips got a pretty good pub burger, but the brats in Frederick were pretty untouchable. And if you could have seen the greasy popcorn bag, it was amazing, Scott.
How greasy it was?
Yeah, John Blumberg, he would have been jealous.
All right, that's a fourth down carry and a quarterback sneak, first down to the 5-yard line. So the Loggers looking for a goal line stand again.
BJ checking out of the game right now, shaking his hand.
You doing jazz hands or what, Jeff?
Jazzy hands, yeah. That's kind of what he was doing there.
From the 5-yard line.
BJ hurt his wrist in the last game and it's been bugging him since.
Split wide left. Now he's got a flanker or a slot receiver left as well. Out of the gun here is Nelson. Nelson back to pass. He's
and
got his man. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Green Bay United.
That is Griffin Steffel.
It's going to be a 50-40 lead now for the Loggers. They're going to go for the two-point conversion and try to make it a one-possession ball game. 11:33 to go here in this ball game.
And now moving from left to right is Green Bay United. Taking their time out of the huddle. Down by 10 with 11.5 minutes here to go in the game. Split wide receiver. Now a slot receiver that leaves it.
And flag. Probably going to be a delay of game.
Yep. They took their time again.
Yeah, it's going to move them back. And that's a big play right there, Scotty.
It is.
You can keep this to a two-possession game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you can't score 10. One touchdown.
No, and especially the way that Green Bay's moving the ball. They're moving the ball down the field. It's just taking the whole quarter to do it. So.
Yep. They haven't had a breakout play yet, Jeff.
No.
I guess they had about a 25.
Yeah, they've had some decent runs, but you know, Ben Vernick's been back there every single time to stop it, to not give up that big play.
Baja Biamila behind Nelson. Nelson rolling out right to pass. He's got a guy in the corner, but he overshot him, Jeff.
Overshot him, threw it out of bounds, and there it was. That delay of game could be the play of the game here, Scotty. It's still a 10-point lead for the Loggers. 11:33 to go. In this fourth quarter, Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman bringing you this game here from Logger Camp. a fun night here, Scotty.
It is.
I thought it was going to be cold. It's not that. Well, it's not that cold in the booth here.
No. The forward bank halftime attempt at the pass, Jeff, was an almost, but always kind of cool to see what forward bank, they do that for basketball.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever had a winner. I want to know if they've ever had a winner in anything. Do they do for hockey, too?
They do, and that one might be one of the easier ones.
I would think so.
I mean, you got to do it from half, but you got to make a goal from the half.
Yeah.
And
people have been missing out on it, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe they rig their tickets and give them to employees.
Maybe they weight the pucks.
Yeah,
so it spins different or what?
Yeah, deflate the football in these ones.
Yep. Deflate. Well, no, they probably inflate it, or there's something inside the can that makes it bounce out.
Yes. Right? Magnet and football.
That's the insurance. Forward insurance. I'm kidding.
It seems like a conflict of interest with Steve Precourt down on the field standing next to the garbage can.
We're kidding, Steve. I know that you want the best for the community. And so does Forward Bank. So here's the kickoff and that's kind of a high floating kick.
Picked up by Kowicki. He did like that. What's that dance move where you kind of land with the splits? That was impressive.
Yeah, it was.
Did you know he could do that, Steve? That was a good move. So Kowicki with the kick return, no return yards on it. Ooh, he's got a nice hot dog down there. The concessions here in Phillips are pretty impressive over here. Jenny Kleinhans does a fabulous job.
And, Kirk, where's my jacket?
So Loggers with the ball from their own 35-yard line.
There's a reverse handoff, and here goes Mullen. Mullen's going to go all the way. He's got one man to beat, and he's going all the way. 10-5 touchdown.
Trigg with his sixth touchdown of the game.
From 66 yards.
And no flag on the field. 56-40, the counter play.
That it works.
Working magic.
Half the time it works every time.
Yeah, yeah, half the time it works every time. Those are good odds, Scott.
Yeah, 11-17. And maybe we should call that the Stevie Precourt special right there.
I call it the Dominic Mabee play because we called it for Dominic Mabee last year. Every time he touched the ball, he scored a touchdown last year. And yeah, he's a birthday boy, Dominic Mabee. And Dom Smitek firing up the crowd. He says, get ready, boys.
16-point lead. All right, you guys can't. Thank you.
11-17 to go.
All right. Trying to make it 18-point lead right here. Wildcat. Direct snap.
Zalaski up the middle. Two-point conversion. Good. 58-40. 18-point lead here for the Phillips Loggers over Green Bay United. It's going to be a long drive home for them, Scotty.
I'd like to almost see what they can open up and pass because they got a good quarterback back there. And
yeah.
It'd be kind of just
It might be an interesting second half here because one thing they don't want to do is keep the clock rolling. So, you know, you see that they have the quarterback to do so. They've got the height at receivers, you know, but fourth quarter, it's going to be a different ball game here. No game is over with, Scotty. We've seen crazier things in eight-man football. You know, 18 points isn't out of hand to score in 11 minutes here. I mean,
scored a touchdown
And all their big plays have been off of the pass here. So we'll see. You know, at the same time, a Ben Vernig interception right now. I could go for that. How was that hot dog, buddy? Pretty good?
All right. From the 40... here to kick is Podmolik. Squibs it over there. That's got a good roll to it.
Bombed nicely. Who got on it?
And we're signaling
it's Loggers. Football. Onside kick goes Loggers way. That's a dagger right there. Daniel Adamitis with the return, but Ethan Podmolik, give him credit on that kick.
At the 51 of the Loggers right here, Jeff. 49-yard line here, 11-14 to play. And running up to the line, the Loggers in their base offense, double flanker. Here's a fake handoff, and we're going to go deep, and he's got a man. But undershot.
Pretty good coverage by Green Bay United on that one. Denzine short on the play. Probably a good thing because it could have been an interception if you would have thrown it on the money.
Trying something different there, though, off of that turnover on the onside kick.
Yes.
So, 11-11 here to play. And stoppage again, Jeff.
Yeah.
Second down and 10 for the Loggers. Out of the gun right here is Aaron there's the
Mullman. Mullman tripped up after a gain of 14. One guy to go.
Yeah.
One guy to beat Mullman. Almost got him.
And he just is like lightning out there. And they caught him by the shoestring. Otherwise, that was another touchdown for Mullman. The Loggers are winning 58-40, Herc. 10:59 and ticking. Loggers want to get in there and score again.
Denzine, here it is to Mullman again. Left side, Mullman's gone. 10, 5, 7th touchdown of the game for Trig Mullman. That should be a penalty. A late tackle tackled him out of bounds, out of the end zone. We'll let that one slide, though. As it's
34-yard touchdown.
4-40 now. Loggers just laying it on. Green Bay United, you know, that size might be starting to wear down on them a little bit. The speed, literally too much here tonight. The Loggers a little too athletic. As, you know, it's been the point all season long. We're a really athletic group out there and more athletic than the teams we faced, other than Clayton. Zalaski hit hard as soon as he gets it. And no good. Zalaski's running hard. He just gets hit every time he touches it.
10:42, and that's how sometimes certain guys face up or match up better against certain teams and maybe not.
Mm-hmm. And Zalaski got hit hard there. You see him holding his neck as he's coming off right there, so they're going to have to check him out a little bit, make sure he's okay.
All right. Logger is up 24 now. With
we're going to stay right here at Logger Camp. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman bringing you the action. Scotty, why don't you run over the high school sports sponsors?
Well, Jeff, you like Milwaukee Tools, right?
I love Milwaukee Tools.
Yep, and they got them up there at Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
They do. They got all the battery-operated tools up there, Milwaukee. They got some DeWalt. They got a little bit of everything up there.
They got some chainsaws, too.
Chainsaws. You know what, Scotty? I bought the battery-powered chainsaw, the Milwaukee one, the stretch one. It's a weed eater, and you can take that attachment off, and it's got the chainsaw at the end of it for limbing.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty sweet.
A pole saw.
Pole saw.
Gotcha.
Pole saw. They got all those, along with all the shingles you need.
All right. Here's the kickoff from Pod Mollick. Squib kick again. That one's fielded and fumbled.
And they must have got it. Okay.
And this time Green Bay falls on it.
Another nice kick by Ethan Podmolik. Starting from right around midfield, the Loggers are fine with that.
And they just come in at you, just attack the football.
And so it's going to be Green Bay football from their own 47-yard line.
10:39 here to go. 64-40. Phillips up. Green Bay looking to get something going. Positively on offense. They started out okay at the beginning of the half, and ever since it's been Loggers, all Loggers. Out of the gun here is Nelson. Nelson bobbles a snap and gets it back. It was a flea flicker. Got his man. Oh, and just off the fingertips and helping him up there is
the passing game we were talking about, Scotty, and you look at it too. It's second down. No, the clock stops on an incomplete pass here, so.
Second down and 10.
We're going to see how much of the passing game we know they can do. You know, they're a team that has 800 yards on the season, so they're willing to pass the ball.
And out of the gun here, or under center that time, and he hands off to Leibzit, gets the corner, and now we got a flag. I don't know.
Odd flag.
Was face mask.
Must have been inadvertent. Inadvertent. I think they're going to give it a. Oh, it was offense. Face mask against Green Bay. Ouch. That's going to move them back. Generally, don't see a face mask on the or called on the offense. But I'm guessing as he was running out of bounds, he must have been putting it on the defender's Hellman.
Yep. So second down and 11 after the gain and then the loss of five.
And here's this Sam Hillman over on this side, number 87, the tight end. A 6'6 giant over there.
All right, here's a rollout, and it's going to be an option pitch. And he gave it to
Villamilla
for a 9-yard gain.
Yeah, it was about a 6-yard game. Another flag on the field.
And
5-yard gain.
No, it was about a 10-yard gain, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was about a 7-yard gain by the quarterback when he optioned it back, and they picked up another couple.
So that's going to be a 10-yard holding penalty against Green Bay.
I'm going to move them back. 10:18 to go here in this ballgame. Loggers with a 24-point lead, 64-40.
So now it's going to be second down and about 20 here, Jeff. After that hold on the option play, that was a pretty nice option play by him. So under center here now, Reed Nelson, high back set. Nelson pitches back to Liebzelt. Liebzelt gets the corner, and he gets out about a 13-yard gain.
All the way up to the midfield, right at the 50-yard line. And 10 minutes and ticking here.
Third down and 7 from the 50. Loggers looking to stand tall on defense. Looking, taking their time again out of the huddle is Green Bay.
And a lot of time coming off the cut. You'd think they'd be in the hurry-up mode right now.
Under
and Loggers with the blitz. Hoshield with the blitz up the middle. It's going to go left side. Nice job following his running back and holding on tight, I think, is Ethan Upson.
Liebzelt.
Oh, no. Sawyer Kutzaba with the tackle.
Liebzelt gets the first down on about a 10-yard carry, Jeff.
So Sawyer Kutzaba, we call him Henry.
Down to the 40 of the Loggers.
And Sawyer Kutzaba has been a defensive player of the week, I believe, also.
9-11. They do a nice job with the promotion for the football team, too, Jeff.
You bet.
All right, from the 40. They got double receiver right, offset eye. That's Villamilla. And out of the gun. Back to pass. He's got a man down deep, but it looks like it's going to be
picked off by Ben Vernon.
No, and he dropped it. He got.
Where are they going to get it to him?
He got pushed down by the receiver, which was a good play by him after Ben had it in his hand. Could reel it in.
Nice job by Ben Vernon getting up high on it.
Isn't he a high jump champ too, Jeff?
Pole vault.
Pole vault. That's right. Pole vault champ. Ben Vernon. So second down and 10, taking their time.
He's a ball hawk. Ben's always the ball. Ball goes in the air, Ben's by it every single time, hands up, ready to go. And Ben's a kid that, since he was little, he's the kid that always goes to the football camps, all these type of things.
From under center, here it is. Hand off to his back. And a new guy running back there, that's Brandon Perez Zavaleta.
And runs right in, I think, Ethan Podmolik.
Gain of about 4 on the play.
Or Christian Brodeau, it might have been one of them.
Third down and a long 6 for Green Bay.
Ethan playing mad. I don't think he liked that SpongeBob comment earlier.
All right.
Maybe I was off on that one.
Under center. Here's Nelson.
Fumbles it, but picks it up. Long and pitches it. Is that an off fumble?
No,
what would
it
been?
Forward pass, Jeff.
Okay, it was a forward pass.
Yep.
So a fumble. And a forward pass on a pitch right there.
Yep. And so fourth down and 6. He was trying to hit.
8:07 to go here in this ball game. We'll say it again. It's the play of the game right here.
It is. 24-point lead for the Loggers. Green Bay kind of going away from what they've been doing pretty well.
Yes.
And that's throwing some shorter passes that turn into longer gains. They got pairs right. Offset eye in the backfield. Out of the gun, Nelson gets back.
Looking right.
Pulls out right. Nelson looking deep, and it's going to be batted down there by
Ben Vernon. Gets a hand on it. And just what we talked about, Ben challenges that. He says, throw it my way. He lives for it, loves that right there.
And he turned down an interception there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just knock it down.
Yeah, he knew that was my job. I don't want to intercept it back here. Smart play by the sophomore.
So from the 36-yard line, the Loggers will get the ball back, and now they're going to try to impose their will, skidding and chopping their way down the
Yeah, we'll see how much time they can take off the clock right now, but
I don't see a counterplay going.
You never know, though.
You never know.
They're looking for the eight. This trick moment at 7 touchdowns?
Yes.
Man, there he's got it again. So moment, he's going to get wrapped up this time. But I don't know what the record is, but I'm guessing 8's got to be it. 7, that's a lot of touchdowns for a longer touchdown.
Yeah, yeah. I know Jimmy Leonard had, like, I don't know. Somebody.
Like 14.
It was a lot. And it was like kickoff returns.
Yeah.
Interceptions for returns. Yeah. Fumble returns. Runs. Everything else. Yeah. And it is a bloodline with Coach Precourt. Second down and 7.
So are we comparing Trig Mullman to Jimmy Leonard?
You said something about a record.
And B.J. Mullary with the ball. He's got an opening on the left side. Right here.
Go.
B.J. The 30. The 20. 15. 10. 5. Micronesian sensation. Touchdown.
60 yards. 61 yards.
B.J. Mullary.
Big play by Binton. That's my boy.
So B.J. Mullary breaks out in a 70-40 now. 7:13 here to play.
A nice run by BJ. A patient run, followed some blockers, found his hole, and had the speed to take it to the house right there. He's taking a breath on the sidelines. Nice play, BJ. 70-40. And Scott, one more touchdown, and we'll have the running clock.
Sure will.
With right. 7 minutes to go.
And there's we got a flag on the play, and that looked like handoff, and that time Aaron Delasky rolled out and threw a pass. So it's going to be half the distance to the goal.
Yeah, and what a night here. A lot of fun here tonight, 70-40. It seems like a closer game than that, really. If you were watching, you know, the scoreboard.
It was the third. It was pretty close.
It really was. Loggers, I think their speed kindly just a little too much throughout this game. And starting to wear out this bigger team from Green Bay. Loggers starting to really have their way. Touchdowns are becoming easier right now, Scott.
Yep, indeed, and pushing their way. All right. And now they're kind of almost doing like a bunch grouping, almost like a scrum in rugby.
Yes.
All right.
So, Shay Danzine from the shotgun here. Little blooper pass over the top to Jerome Shield. Two-point conversion, good. And flag on the play. I think Drew got hurt a little bit. I don't know what the penalty was.
He went up to hit him pretty hard, and he went up to helmet to helmet.
Oh, helmet to helmet. Is that what the play call or the flag probably was? Somewhat inadvertent. I don't think it was a dirty play at all, but they're going to give him a personal foul that probably is applied.
Could be. Vernon Stevens kind of went up to challenge the play, got it helmet to helmet against him. 72-40, that is to the Big Swede. His first points of the evening on the reception. All right, so Green Bay, kind of a lot of penalties racking up on them, too. Some holding.
Yeah, you know, that penalty right there, a tough one. He kind of turned around, was just trying to do something, like you said, hit helmet to helmet right there. It shook Drew up a little bit. He got up a little bit slowly on that play. I think Drew's fine.
Yeah.
But the penalty had its effect right there. So 72-40 with 7:13 to go here.
And so the Loggers are going to kick off from the 45.
So do you just kick deep and kick it out of bounds?
I would think that.
I would just kick it right out the end zone. I'd put Josh Nutt out there and say kick a field goal.
72-40 and 7:13 here to go. Todd Mollick lining up to kick.
But Steve Precor, he loves squib kicks.
He does.
There it is.
And there's an onside kick.
And 10 yards, and Green Bay falls on it.
Uh-oh. One of their big guys kind of hurt his knee, it looked like, Jeff. Limping off now.
Looks like he'll be all right. Big number 69.
Yep.
That's a big boy right there, too.
Yeah, he is, Vernon Stevens. All right, so Green Bay is going to get the ball back from their own 33. Moving from right to left. 7:10 here to play in the game. Boys. All right. From under center, here's Reed Nelson. And fumble. No. Getting back the ball is Leibzit, and he breaks the tackle and makes the first down.
Yeah,
good
first down
run.
All the way up to the 47-yard line. Some good athletes, good running backs on this team right here.
Yeah.
They
that was
fit right in on this
right
logger team.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And then, you know, you see that in about every football game we watch, you know. You need, like, three good athletes to be competitive in eight-man.
Yep.
You know, you need that good quarterback, running back, you know, receiver, couple good running backs.
All right. From the gun, here is Nelson. And back to pass, Nelson steps up in the pocket. And almost picked away again.
By Shea Denzine, stepped in front of that one, almost had the interception. Loving Shea's game here. Grandma Sue over in Alaska, she'd be proud.
Second down and 10 from the 47, their own 47.
So Green Bay trying to pass their way back into the game down the field right there. The Loggers knowing it. And Shea stepping in front. He was hit from behind as he was about to intercept.
All right. From under center now, Nelson. Nelson sneaks it forward, and it might be a fumble.
It was. And Adamitis on top of it. Loggers with the football. I didn't see what happened there, but Daniel Adamitis just popped off of it. It might have never even touched the quarterback's hands.
No, I think it was just a fumble on the snap. It's getting a little colder out there, Jeff.
Yeah, you're seeing it.
6:39, plus you get down, and, you know, you just, I don't know, you got to concentrate a little harder when you're down like this. 72-40, Loggers, 6:39 here to play.
Ben Vernick onto the field right now on offense, likely going to see him run the ball.
So, we're going to get a timeout from Green Bay. Body language from Green Bay is getting a little tougher here.
Yeah, it is. So timeout right now, 6:39 to go, 72-40 is the lead here for the Loggers. Looks like they got this one wrapped right up. There's no coming back from this here, but Green Bay trying to gather their composure a little bit. We're seeing you know, it's been a lot of touchdown run after touchdown run, big play, and penalties. It's been kind of a forgettable fourth or second half, really, for Green Bay. Loggers just taking control, keeping their composure. You know, quite the game right off the bat. First play of the game, it's the fumble, on the kickoff, and then the big touchdown plays. I was like, oh, boy, this is going to be a Clayton-type game.
Yep.
You know, and that's the team that it looks like. Loggers stick to their game plan, gutted it out for that first quarter, went back and forth, and methodically kind of pulled away from this like any good team does.
Yeah, they didn't have anything played for a while, but, you know, they just kept on moving the ball 5-6 yards.
Yep.
And then I think after their fourth possession, they hit that counter, and they just kept on getting it.
Reminds me of, like, Auburndale in basketball when we'd watch. They beat every team by 20 points. You look at them, you're like, that can't be that much better. But they're up by 5 at the end of the first quarter. They're up by 10 at the end of the half.
Very controlled.
15, control the whole game, and that's what the Loggers did. Kyle Seidenbender can't pull that one in.
Tackled hard.
But a nice attempt right there. Kyle Seidenbender, offensive lineman, checking in at receiver and getting deep. And that would kind of hurt a little bit landing on that football funny, I think.
Well, and the big guy landed on top of him.
Kyle Seidenbender's got a little brother in the sixth grade. The kid looks like he's like, probably beat up most of the high schoolers. He really can.
All right, second down and 10, and Wildcat here. We got Pears right, wide receiver left.
Hawshield from quarterback, playing quarterback.
Hawshield, hands off, up the middle. Who's
that? Delasky, running like Delasky. It's got to be him.
Yep.
Powering his way up there. And Delasky's a kid, you know, he's the pound it type of a running back. He's their strong back. He's the guy you can probably guarantee 2 yards every time. You know what I mean? And you've seen it right there. It was pretty tough to tackle him.
Third and six here. Here we go from the gun again, Hochschild. Snap, handoff.
Zawaski follows his blockers nicely. Hit again really hard there. Baja Biamila that time.
And drag down. Fourth down and six.
And Zawaski's been getting hit hard. You see him coming off the field, I'd say a little bit slowly, a little bit gingerly right there. And you see it kind of how he's holding his head. I'd like to see him sit the rest of his game out.
Yep. Loeri coming on in. Checking out is Ben Vernick. And checking back in also is Shea Denzine. They're probably going to go back to their normal set here, Jeff. Fourth down and about seven to go from the 45-yard line of Green Bay. They'd like to get another first down and keep this clock going, Jeff.
Yeah, 5 minutes to go here. And Trig Moleman, counterplay left side. Going to get enough for the first down, I think, or really close.
And we'll see where we're at.
And is that Moleman get up slow? So players starting to hobble and get up slow. Trig Moleman looks like a deer that got shot in the leg.
That's the quote of the evening right there, Jeff.
It just was kind of flopping around as he was hobbling off the field. I don't know. What did it look like to you guys?
No, I like it, Jeff.
I'm painting a picture for the audience.
This is true. Kind of dragging his leg.
I wonder what they seen when I said that.
Deep out of the gun. Here's a big Swede.
Handoff. Loeri gets right on. He can keep on his feet. He can't quite. Had a full head of steam right there. Picks up a few yards.
Yeah, picks up about three down to around the 35.
422 and counting here.
Hey.
And it's going to be Loggers football here from Green Bay's 35-yard line.
Trying to eat up some more clock here, 406, 407, and counting.
And this game here, Scotty's, I mean, best played game I've seen all year. Just everything considered, playing against a good quality team and quality athletes. Just a lot of fun to watch here tonight. Looks like the end of the season.
Pairs right, receiver left.
And Vernick, hands off to him, and the timing there wasn't quite right. You can tell that that group isn't out on the field all the time together here. As the timing wasn't quite right. Fumbled. Ben landed back on it, though.
Third and about nine now here, Jeff. But the clock keeps ticking here. 3:30 and counting. 32-point lead for the Loggers.
72-40 here at Logger Camp. It's been a fun night, Scotty. Having a blast here tonight.
It is. It's nice calling football and nice seeing a good fan base.
It feels like fun. It feels like a fall evening here. Crisp. Hochschild, the big Swede, at quarterback. Got it, looking to pass.
Rolls out
left. Escapes away, left side. He's going to take it himself and picks up about 6 yards on the play. Short of the first down, I believe.
Pushed out of bounds.
Looks like he's all of 2 yards short of the first down. It's going to be fourth and three.
And couldn't stay in bounds there to keep the clock running. But 2:56, clock stops. Out of their base offense here now, it's going to be Shea Denzine. And actually, they got a wildcat. Looks like a jump there, and it might be on Green Bay.
I think so. Didn't see any movement by the Loggers. It wasn't.
So a little eager right there. That'll give them a first down, Jeff. And troubles about penalties.
Yeah, a forgettable second half for Green Bay. They're not going to be thrilled on their ride home about how they fell apart. But
not unless they go to A&W restaurant.
Yeah, you got to stop at A&W on the way home. Get yourself a root beer float and find out if they do have banana splits there.
All right, 72-40. Wildcat here Out of the gun, though, is the big Swede. He rolls out to his right. He's got a man.
Looking for Kolick. He could have been pass interference on the play. They're going to let it slide.
And trying a little passeration here, Jeff. This is just they want to try some stuff.
Yeah, and have a little fun last game of the season. You know, senior to senior over there. You know, Drew Hochschild, Jack Kowicki, best of buddies over there. And, you know, have a little fun with that.
Exactly. Second down and 10 here from the 26-yard line. So Hochschild's going to go out of the gun here. We got pairs right, single receiver left. And off to his left is Lowry in the backfield. Looks like they're showing blitz. Here they come. And pass thrown up and trying to work his way through.
Pass interference every time. He's not even looking. He's holding him and not even looking.
And couldn't work his way off of that was Jack.
Matt, let everyone know that was pass interference. You got that mic. Come on.
You know, I'm down.
That's why the school don't let me do it.
Looking for P.I. up 32.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Third and 10, split ride right, pairs right, single receiver left. Here's a low snap.
Fumbles. He falls on it, though. I think he grabbed it, or did he not?
I don't know.
Drew might have got hit a little funny there.
Hochschild, slow to get up.
Yeah, 2:40 to go here.
Fumble. On the short snap, and Hochschild.
Drew's going to lip out. As he landed on the ground, I think he got hit pretty hard when he was on the ground. Kind of an awkward play.
And Drew. He's glad he's not playing on turf.
Jeez. Yeah.
And that snap was just a little bit low, and he got tackled before he could pull it
in.
So, turnover here, and Green Bay is going to get it back with 2:27 here to play. And they're going to get it out at the 31-yard line. Green Bay, let's see if they get a couple different players out. They get pairs right, single receiver left, back to pass, fumbles it. Nelson picks it up.
He's throw it deep, but who's back there? Ben Vernick chips it away. Doesn't fancy little backflip. He's kind of stylish like that. He's got that flair.
I gotcha right there, Ben. Pass defended again, 2:20 here to play. Second down and 10. And, Nelson, after, you know, the first quarter, he looked like he was right on.
Yeah.
Recently.
It's been off. Everything's been a little bit off.
A little bit off, yep, for Nelson. He's got a big arm back there.
He
does. He looks really good.
He was really firing passes in there sharply in that first half, and now it's kind of throwing it up high for the, you know, Hail Mary type look.
Another fumble on the on
picks it back up.
Yep, and Nelson got it, but he got wrestled down on the play.
Wrestled down by the play by Kyle Seidenbender.
So I don't know if he's having a little trouble with his center there. And
yeah.
Been a few of those mishandled snaps.
Yep. 2 minutes and counting here in this ballgame, 72-40. Loggers rolling away with a victory here tonight on senior night.
Third and 11, 1:50 and counting. Green Bay down 32. They're at the 30-yard line, their own 30-yard line. They got pair receivers left, single receiver right, out of the backfield, offset of Nelson was Biamila, and he passes to Biamila, but it was a little too hot.
Yeah, a little too sharp. He was only about 5 yards away on that, kind of threw it off his shoulder. A tough one there, but Nelson was pressured, too, and had to get rid of it really quickly also.
Yeah, and that's, you know, where you see some of the quarterbacks that got the big arm, they just don't have that.
You know, I did think Biamila was going to be more of a presence in the offense. I thought he'd get a couple handoffs. He looks like a tough guy to take down. They strictly kind of use him as a blocker,
a
blocking back. But that's not an easy kid to take down. You can see how nice he tackles as a linebacker.
Yep.
He's a really good defensive player.
All right, out of the gun. Fourth down and 11. Nelson makes one slip, stays in the pocket, looks deep. And overshot
Big Molman
there.
Let them go.
And 1:22 is going to be a turnover on downs, Jeff. And we'll see what happens. Can they kneel the ball here?
I don't know. Can Trick Molman get his eighth touchdown?
All right. 1:22, 32-point lead. Loggers checking in.
Shaden Zine at quarterback. Possibly going to down it in boring style, but Come on, Loggers. Let's not go out like that.
72-40 here, 122. Running.
Yeah, I do. I need another Snickers.
Running the play in is Christian Boudreau.
And Loggers up to the line of scrimmage. See what kind of formation they're in. Looks like they're huddled together. Look like Loggers are going to down it. And they do. And they're going to run this clock out. This is going to be the end of the ball game as long as Green Bay doesn't eat up their timeouts. Try to get the ball back one more time.
All right. And Levi Durr is going to go out there and take it. Look at Jeff. Levi. Levi with the knee brace. And he'll take a snap.
Oh, nice. What a moment there. Levi getting in the end to take the last snap of the game here. Great moment. He's been waiting patiently on the sidelines watching his team.
And there's a snap and Neil's
there. There he goes. And he put the right knee down. Good job, Levi.
And that might be the ball game. I don't know if they have to do it again here, Jeff, or not. So, clock play.
Ticking away here. 25 seconds to go here. That's going to be the ball game. It's going to be a wrap on the season here. And no way do we call a timeout. Green Bay called a timeout. They did.
17 seconds left. I'm not sure. Maybe they want to get a couple
seconds. All right, we're going to get Dom Smitek into the ball game. Everyone wants Dom in the game. And he checks in, and Ethan Upson checks out. And that gets the student section fired up.
What's that?
And talk to the officials. Oh, gotcha. So some kind of trickery going on over here.
And
coaches are lining us up. I don't know. Maybe we're going to see some kind of a touchdown run.
Who knows?
But they got a couple new players into the ball game. Coaches on the field talking about something special here.
Maybe it's senior night and they're going to do something.
Maybe. But everyone still here tonight. No one's moved, waiting for this game to officially end. And we did have a nice crowd here tonight, Scotty.
Yeah.
Pretty fairly packed here. Not as much as homecoming or anything like that. But, you know, this was a throw-in game at the end of the season here that we really didn't even know who we were going to play. And nice to have this Green Bay team travel all the way to us here. And it looks like Dom Smitek's going to get the ball. There he is. Dom's got it. Dom Smitek up the middle. The 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Dom Smitek. Oh, and he Tim Tebow's it. What a celebration for Dom Smitek. What a moment for him. And the student section goes wild over there. And what a way to end this game right here. A special night and a nice moment and gesture from Green Bay United helping set that up to happen. What an awesome moment. Dom Smitek, he's not going to forget that one forever. That's a wrap, guys. That's the ball game. 78-40 is the final score here. And absolutely, Matt on announcements here saying, well, well-played game. He hit it right on the head. You know, both teams played very well. Things started to fall apart a little bit for Green Bay United, you know, towards the end. The Loggers stuck it to them, you know, played their style, played their game, didn't take a play off, and, you know, really worked it out.
And remember, after the game, go to A&W Restaurants, Jeff. And when you need good water, call Culligan of Ashland.
Hey, Scotty, and Phillips Lumber and Hardware, we're going to be having a Reese fundraiser sale this year. So starting, you know, getting close to Thanksgiving time, go to Phillips Lumber and Hardware and buy your wreaths from there. All the money is going to go to Roundball Revolution, the 3-on-3 basketball tournament that we put on the 4th of July weekend, along with the boys basketball team, and raising money for both of them, helping, you know, both of those groups, you know, put on everything they need, uniforms, this and that for the boys team, getting the youth into tournaments and things like that. It's really helpful. Along with Roundball Revolution, you know, that money goes you know, directly to that tournament and prizes for the kids and whatnot. So go buy your wreath down there at Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Lumber and Hardware. I'm guessing you're making those wreaths.
Huh? I'm making every one of those wreaths, Scotty.
Nice, nice. Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, LPK Dental, Lees and Pinsel and Kessinger, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Jeff Haken and Roofing,
Coleman Spring,
Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right. And the final score is 78-40.
Let's go over a little of our stats here. I think we got to go over Trig Molman once we get over there.
So for United, they had some pretty good play there by Bryce Leibzit and Reed Nelson and Griffin Stifle, Jedi Baja Biamila, and many others over there. Congratulations to your team. You're at 6-3 on the year, right?
Absolutely. A great season for, you know, the Green Bay United team. You can tell they're a good squad over there.
Yeah, it was pretty stand-up to let Dom get that touchdown.
Yeah, and the diving tackles over there, that's just classic. I bet they had a blast doing that. I thought the one kid was going to take him out. No way, dude.
We can't do that. Knock him out of bounds. All right. So for the Phillips Loggers, with two-point conversions, we have Ben Vernick, Aaron Delasky, Shea Denzine, and Drew Hoschel. Dom Smitek had a 30-yard touchdown. B.J. Lowery had a 61-yard touchdown. Evan Hollinger had two touchdowns from 4 and 56. And Trig Molman had 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions. His touchdowns were from 8, 34, 7 yards, 43 yards, 47 yards, 54 yards, and 66 yards. Nice game there from Trigg, and he didn't have many carries, Jeff. I bet he had like 12 carries.
He might have had less carries than touchdowns. I don't know, but it was close.
So, Loggers finish 8-1 on the season and on the playoffs, I think.
Absolutely, and, you know, great job. It's good to thank, you know, Mick and Karen Smart. Karen's not here tonight. She has had a little eye surgery that she's recovering from, but Mick doing his thing over here every week. Those guys are over here doing a fabulous job and on announcements and scoreboard. And, you know, whenever we got a question, we can always ask old Mick over there. Eagle Eye Mick, we call him. And he can fill us in with his knowledge. So it's been nice being in the booth with the whole Lynn family and all their camera work. And
great camera everything, work, yep.
Everything that they do over here and help bring these games to everyone in Phillips here. So it's been fun working with everyone here. And
congratulations to the seniors, too.
Congratulations to the seniors. Absolutely. What a fun year for them. And, you know, we hear about it a lot. Daniel Adamaita saying, you know, it's senior year and, you know, I wish I would have played more.
Yep.
We're happy senior year. We're trying new sports. And football is one of those that you kind of, you know, all the kids at the end of the year, hey, let's just play together. You know, let's just do this. We've been doing our own sports for a while. So kind of a cool thing seeing six of those. And I see my boy JJ saying the same thing, you know, with as far as, you know,
play a different sport.
Yeah, like I want to play football. You know, I might play next year after seeing his buddies out there.
Yeah.
You know, football's that one sport. Basketball, maybe not. You really got to have some skills, and it's hard to. You know, football's the one we can all join in and do that. It's kind of a cool sport like that. So nice to see all the seniors. Good job to them.
Yep. So congratulations to the Loggers. 78-40 is the final score, and we'll send it back to 98.
Yeah, for Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman. Send it back. 98Q Country. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we.
Country.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all that juice.
Really cool station. 98Q Country.
Fence carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray blacktop, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing.
Andrew Smith right there, Backroad Song, and Brian Curry here with you inside another set of great country music. New Scotty McCreary, this is Cabin of Solo.